guys? Welcome to the Mac Effect. Once again, your host here, Mike. Thanking you, like always, for tuning in, for giving me your time. Very appreciative, very grateful. Yeah, guys, welcome to this week's episode number 8. We're going to be talking about finding identity. Man, what a great title. What a great topic to discuss. Because not only is it a challenge, but it's definitely something that this world sometimes has no idea that it's missing or that it needs. We think because we have a good job, because we're married, or we have success, which is stuff, that we've found our identity. But identity is when all that is stripped, not only how do you feel, but how are you going to react to it? Does it cause you to freak out? Where's my stuff? Where, without it, I'm nothing. You know, it reminds me of the scene of Iron Man. I'm a huge Iron Man fan. I don't know if it was the movie Iron Man or if it was Spider-Man, where Peter Parker. Tony Parker's a basketball player. Peter Parker, basically, and I'm sure you guys probably seen the movie, but he's younger and Tony's kind of mentoring him. Y le regaló a Spider-Man suit, like this really nice one, but he did something that was just not appropriate, or, you know, he did a bonehead decision. He tried taking matters into his own hand. And then Peter Parker pretty much told Iron Man, like, you know, if you really cared, you would be here right now. And he opens up his suit and ahí está Tony Stark, saying like, okay, now what? Like, I'm here. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to have to take that suit back. And Peter Parker, this is the key point of what I'm getting to, is Peter Parker then said, without that suit, I'm nothing. And Tony Parker then told him, if you think without this suit you're nothing, then that's even a bigger reason why I need to take that away. Hey, little boy, come here. I need you to come say hi to everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Say hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Say like and subscribe. So as you guys can see, you know, we do the Mac Effect here at home. No childcare, so I take care of this little one here. But occasionally he peeks. This is the first time I'm kind of letting him come out and say something. But yeah, thank you guys for being patient with him. Say thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
I'm gonna go watch my tablet.
I'm gonna go watch my tablet, but I turned it off.
Tell them, subscribe to the Mac Effect.
Subscribe to the Mac Effect.
Yeah. I love you. Oh, I dropped the ball. Thank you, Pa. All right, go outside and go play with your tablet, please. Let me finish this, okay? All right, close the door. Give me 5 minutes. Close the door. So, going back before that awesome interruption, when Tony Stark took that away from him, it's almost the same way how I have dealt with my life, saying, hey, God, if I lose my wife, if I lose my children, if I lose my cars, the house, the bank accounts, how do I feel? Before, Mike would feel like life is over. I want to almost, even suicidal thoughts maybe want to come in. Like, what's the purpose of this? This has all been a total waste. But thank God that he has given me identity enough to say, you know what? It's all worth it, because there's a plan and there's a purpose behind it when you lose all those things. For me, it caused me to really dig in and find identity in God first. It really made me understand, you know what? There's more to Mike to value than what this world puts in your hands to say, this is why you're valuable. I believe one of the reasons why we have lack of identity is for a couple reasons. I think it stems from the lack of being loved, appreciated, like someone didn't really put in you or instilled in you that you're special, that you're loved, you know? I think because of that lack of love, then we reverted into different methods to try to get that love from other people. Because when we get it from other people, it makes us feel secure. Like, okay, I'm doing something right. Like someone said I did a good job, then now I can hold on to that and feel better about myself. That's when the people pleasing kicks in, right, guys? Like we're becoming people that only say yes to people because we want to either look good or get that affirmation from someone else. When you have that lack of love and you're looking for identity, you lose yourself in other stuff, in other things. That's why a lot of times in marriages, you lose yourself in your kids or in your spouse, like everything that they want. And then when you finally want to do something for yourself, it's very difficult, or you guys end up in a fight because you're like, I'm trying to voice my opinion here and no one's paying attention. No one's listening to me because you lost yourself so much in the marriage, in the kids, and in the spouse, in the wife or husband, that the lack of identity just never helped in that situation. That's how you covered it up. You allow people to mistreat you or disrespect you. When you don't have identity, you're okay with someone treating you like crap, because at least someone treating you like crap is some form of love. Sick, honestly, but the truth is I've done that. I've been guilty of that, where I let someone treat me like crap, and I'm not the only one, but it's because we're trying to find that love from many different places. But hint, and it's coming down the line, there's a source that is so much greater than you, than me, where love comes from. It really starts filling you up. When you have that lack of love and you're looking for identity, you even hold your voice in. Like, you won't speak up in certain things or in certain options or times in your life. You even hold your voice in. It's like you purposely don't speak up in family events or in something that you know you're right in, and God has called you to just speak up. You might not even know it's a calling from God, but if you're somewhere and you feel like, man, I really want to get up and I really want to do something about that, like, that's not right. That's God's voice in you telling you, here's your purpose. This is what I designed you for. Go out and do it. But fear, people pleasing, you know, I don't want to be the one to stand out. I want to be loved. I just want to be in a secure place. That's lack of identity. Or you even make yourself small. I'm guilty of, honestly, all of these. I even, like, before I created the Mac Effect, I would always make myself small, thinking, well, what's the Mac Effect going to do? Like, how big is it really going to get? Like, it's just going to get 200 subscribers, a couple likes here and there, and that's it. And maybe I'll help one or two men, and that's it. And little did I know, as I'm building identity, as I'm building confidence, God not only surpassed that, God is showing me, you don't do it just because of the results. You do it because it's also going to do something for you. And I've been building more confidence. I've been building more self-awareness. I even walk, it sounds a little bit like conceited or whatever, but with a little pep in my step, because I am proud of the Mac Effect. It is the baby that came out of my heart, and the desire that God made me built for, to help other men. Like, I'm enjoying this whole process. So it blesses me, but I'm also helping others. Like, God just, it's just a confirmation of how God works, where he gives you and you think like, okay, this is enough. And then he'll just give you more and he'll bless you again. And then it just goes to like what you thought you were going to get. God just went, bam, here you go. Incredible, right? Now, I believe identity comes from God first. I know other people can disagree with me, and that's totally fine. If we ever enter a debate, and I don't mean a argument debate, I mean like if you want to talk back and forth and share your views and my views, I have no problem with open conversations. I love learning from other people and other ethnicities, other religions, open to it. But I think God helps us discover identities when you genuinely focus hard in God to really value what the Bible says. I feel like in that process, like, for example, me starting the Mac Effect, I started realizing, I'm techie. I love this tech stuff and being geeky a little bit. I love editing. I love learning softwares. I love learning algorithms, setting up cameras, setting up the microphone volume, you know, echoing the hisses, the S's, the pops, the P's, you know, all these things, right? I'm learning identity through this process that God has allowed me to go through, right? And I think for you guys, when you do that, you start discovering things about yourself that you're going to start being a little bit proud of. You're going to start discovering things that you like. You're going to start discovering things that you want, like things that you want to shoot for, goals, admirations that you're like, hey, I want to get there one day. And dreams. You're going to be able to start dreaming again. I come from a generation where we were taught, put your head down, get your butt to work Monday through Friday, and just dig in for 30, 40 years until you're 65, 70, then you retire and you live happily ever after. But that's how the life is. And I'm so thankful with God that God has broken that, and he has told me, look, man, working 9 to 5 is not that, there's no shame. There's nothing wrong with that. If I ever go back to that, you know, glory to God, and it is what it is. But if I go back to it, I will not let my dreams die after hours, because responsibilities come, and I get it. We have to do what we have to do so that we can continue to succeed and strive, put food on the table, and move forward. But when your dreams become a reality, like this, the Mac effect for me, and I've tasted it now, I can't go back. I can't. And I think you guys can relate to that, where you guys can say, you know what? I don't want to go back to those things. I want a dream. I want to start dreaming again. I want to rebuke those lies of we need to put our head down and just keep digging and working 40 hours a week for 40 years. If God wants to break that mold and for you to start dreaming again, let's do it, man. I think it's going to bless us tremendously. Now, I haven't done this the whole podcast, but there is a Bible verse that I want to share with you guys. And it's not that I haven't done it because I don't want to. It's just this episode in finding identity, I think there is a key verse that we need to read and share. This is from Matthew chapter 10, verse 39 from New Living Translation. It says, if you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. And what you will find is you will find me, which is God, and you will find it, which is your life. So important. This Bible verse is what caused a shift in my mind and in my heart to just really start thinking of when I was in my separation and I lost a lot of stuff. I entered a little bit of like depression, a little bit of sadness. But this Bible verse, at some point, it was crazy because people, it's funny, people want to say, you know, when you were separated from Jackie, pediste dinero. Sí, sí pedí. But for whatever reason, I'm not going to go too much into details, but I never touched it. I had it in the savings account. And I'm like, God, why do you want me to save it? Like, why can't I use it and go splurge on something that I really want? And at the end, when Jackie and me got back together, I ended up realizing why God never allowed me to use it, because God wanted me to give it back. But when I gave it back, I felt like, man, I pretty much have nothing. I still lost my car. My marriage is still rocky. I don't even know if we're even going to last. Like, nothing's under my name. Like, I'm completely at nothing. And in that moment, God was breaking me and telling me, but you're in a process. And in this process, when you give up everything and you just truly seek me, watch what I'm going to do. Guys, let me tell you, God has provided and has shown up for me greatly. Bless you, Ba. And as you're finding identity, what God is starting to do in you is he also wants you to start practicing confidence. Practicing, you know, speaking up, Even practicing saying no, because identity is also understanding you no longer are going to be a people pleaser. You're going to be someone that's going to stand up for yourself and say, hey, I'm not going to allow this to happen anymore. No, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm actually going to put my family first. I'm going to put my husband first. I'm going to put my wife first. No, I can't do that, because your family deserves it. You deserve it. And your loved ones deserve it. But also, while you're doing this, you're trying to, you know, flex confidence, right? You're trying to build confidence. You're speaking out more, right? Like I was mentioning, you're saying no to things. But you need to continue checking your heart. And what I mean by checking your heart is having that spouse, that husband, that wife that truly is genuinely concerned for your heart and for your emotions, or finding the right friends. Don't find the friends that just say yes to you about everything. Find the friends. Honestly, I think sometimes the friends that truly genuinely love you are the ones that kind of fight with you a little bit. Now, fighting with you in a disrespectful way, wrong. But if they're fighting for you because they want what's best for you, yeah, I think those are friends to value and appreciate. I'm not saying I'm perfect and I'm right everything that I'm saying. All I'm saying is take that into consideration, because there's a reason why they want the best for you. But put yourself around those type of friends, because those friends are going to tell you, hey, I didn't like that you did this. I didn't like that you did that. And that can help you to keep developing and growing and building that identity that you need. Does that make sense? So as you're building your identity, guys, you're going to start even changing the way your vocabulary and your questioning goes, right? Like, little by little, you're going to stop asking God or stop asking the universe or even yourself the what and the why. For example, why me? Why am I going through this? I remember I would be in my car crying, driving to work, saying, God, why am I going through this? I didn't cheat on my wife. I didn't do, you know, this and that. Why am I going through this? Because when you start discovering yourself, God really helps you to change those questions now into how. And what I mean by that is, how am I going to share my purpose with the world? How will this be? How can I create the Mac effect to express it to the world to help other men, rather than why am I going through this, God? Why did I go through this pain and suffering when it makes no sense? And now you're right. Now that I found identity, I understand the pain and suffering was so that I can do this and show other people how to find identity. You get what I'm saying? And it might not necessarily for you be, it ends up in a result for a podcast or a channel or anything like that. It can just genuinely be because God wants you to break a generational chain. God wants you to find identity so that you can help your kids find identity, and maybe even help your spouse, help your wife, help your husband find identity. Crazy, right? So I'm trying to figure out, how do I share this point with you that I have in my head? But it's in my head, so it's kind of hard to explain, but I'm going to try my best. So try to follow with me, okay, guys? You know how I'm saying, you know, if you don't have identity, you're asking the question, what and why? Why am I going through this? How come? But when you have identity, you don't ask the why and the what. You're asking how now, right? Like you're asking how to bring it out, or what am I going to do to help either others or help the people around me or help heal me myself internally. So it's kind of like, without identity, you're just in the before part. You're in the part where it's an idea, where it's something that you're just kind of like pondering and thinking, I hope one day it becomes a reality. But when you find purpose, now you're in the after part. You're in the part where it's no longer just an idea. Now it's a reality. Mac effect. It's a reality, because I'm no longer asking the why. Why, God? Why is it so hard? I don't even know how to operate these things. I don't even know who's going to come and help. I don't even know how to balance lighting and how to, you know, match the sound with the video and do this and do that. That's lack of identity. That's why it took years for the Mac effect to come out. And as identity has been coming to my life. Now I'm understanding, hey, jump and do it. And you will see when you jump and do it, that in the way, God is going to provide and God is going to show and God is going to just work wonders. That makes sense? So yeah, guys, key verse, Matthew 10:39. When you are clinging to your life, it's really when you lose it. But when you learn to let it go and your life dies so that God can live, not only do you find God, but you found your life and God shows you how to bless those people around you. I hope it's blessing you guys. I hope we're all growing through these experiences and through these episodes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Very excited for what's to come. Episode 9 is going to be special, but I already have 9 and 10 pretty much planned and ready to go. And then season 2, guys, oh my Lord, I am pumped. I am pumped because I know it's going to bless many people. I know it's going to cause cheese man people to freak out, but me and Jackie are sharing our testimony as far as what has happened in our lives. So it's going to be good, guys. Great stuff is coming. Great growth is coming. Thank you guys for tuning in. So excited. Mac Effect out. See you guys next time.